Even before Juno gets to Jupiter, we're developing a better understanding of how the giant planet affects the rest of the solar system. Ashwin Shakur at Amar Observatory in Northern Ireland looked at how Jupiter's enormous gravitational influence may alter the flight of Halley's Comet. And because the tail of the comet produces both the Orionid and the Eta Aquariid meteor showers, it can also alter meteor rates here on Earth.
The problem we were looking at is, why do we have different meteor rates in different years in the case of Orionids, or for that matter, any other meteors? Why don't we have uniform meteor rates in every year? Then we found out that the periodic effects from Jupiter is the reason for different rates or enhanced meteor rates in some particular years.
Most meteorite showers that we see down here on Earth are the result of Earth moving through an existing cloud of bits of dust and bits of rock and bits of leftover comet. So the question you're asking is, why isn't that the same every time we move through it? What has Jupiter got to do with it?
Usually when a comet outgasses, that is, when the particles go out of the comet, it spreads uniformly along the whole orbit. But when you have some particular periodic gravitational effects from Jupiter, that would make those outgassed particles to cluster together rather than getting spread over the whole orbit. So that makes a sort of bunches of particles or sort of clusters. And when the Earth moves through such clusters, it encounters more number of meteors, which we call as meteor outbursts.
What's the mechanism for causing it to bunch up?
When Jupiter and the comet precisely coincides in some particular positions, there is a particular gravitational effect, or you could say a small kick from the Jupiter, which actually corrects or constrains its motion. So that's the way it works. When this occurs on the comet, then the particles which outgasses, they will also encounter the same effect. So when a comet itself is in resonance, so that's the scientific name we call for such periodic effects, you have more chances of the meteoroids becoming resonant. So such meteoroids cause meteor outbursts. So precisely knowing the history of the comet itself is very important in understanding the evolution of meteor stream.
So they fall into resonance with each other just as a result of essentially the clockwork nature of our solar system. How have you actually been studying this? What have you been looking at?
So we were trying to look at the particles which are similar to the orbit of the comet. So that's the whole point, because all these particles get outgassed from the comet. So all of them have similar orbits to the comet. So that's how we do theoretical simulations of meteor streams of any comet. So then we were trying to look at the future of these meteoroids or these dust particles ejected from the comet, and we were trying to track them as to how they spread along the whole orbit. Then we see that due to these effects from the Jupiter, they seem to bunch together rather than spreading over the whole orbit, which is essentially the reason why when the Earth goes through such a cluster, we see a spectacular meteor shower compared to the other years.
So when did we last see this more spectacular meteor shower?
There was a meteor outburst in 1993. Again, there was a meteor outburst from 2006 to 2010. So this particular outburst in 2006 sort of triggered many scientists to look into the reason why these things can happen. And eventually learning from those works, we were trying to simulate the comet and the Orionid stream as well. So now we find that our results suggest that the 1993 outburst could be explained by a particular resonance mechanism with Jupiter. And now we could also extrapolate and say that in 2070, there will be a similar activity. And looking back into the historical records, in 1916 as well as 1839, we see hints of such enhanced meteor rates. So it's all these previous observations fits perfectly with the model. So we think all these activity could be explained by these effects from Jupiter.
So what else can this tell us about the dynamic systems that exist in our solar system? Does this purely tell us about the meteor showers that we encounter on Earth, or can we learn more about it on a wider scale?
The most important point of resonances is that it really helps the celestial bodies to have a particular evolution or particular dynamics so that it gets constrained in a certain sense. So it makes many planetary orbits more stable, many meteoroid orbits more stable. So overall, resonances play a huge role in the solar system.
And presumably, we could see comets falling into resonance with other planets, but because they're so small, or because they're not very massive, the effect is just too small to detect.
Yes. So the main point is, the whole thing depends on how massive and how powerful the gravitational effects could be. So we could argue that there could be small resonance effects from Saturn, which is also quite massive, but not as massive as Jupiter. But as you said, these effects are very small or very negligible compared to the effects from Jupiter. So Jupiter's effect really overpowers all the other effects from the planet. So that's why we predominantly see the resonance from Jupiter.
And can you now apply what you've learned to other comets and to other astronomical bodies to try and make more predictions about what else we'll see?
Definitely. So we were trying to look for many other solar system bodies, a few other comets and a few other asteroids, and see whether they also fall into such resonance mechanisms. And the most interesting thing is, out of about 27 bodies, 14 bodies got trapped in such resonances in the past as well as future. So it seems to be very interesting. There are so many solar system bodies which could really get trapped in these resonances on all, and all these effects could actually really work on other systems as well. So it seems to be a very general phenomenon.
Ashwin Shekhar from Amar Observatory.